The photos, some heartbreaking, some encouraging, all very compelling, show a Japan in crisis. They were taken by dozens of professional photographers in the aftermath of the March 11, 2011 earthquake and tsunami that the Japanese government says killed close to 20,000 people. When seen through the eyes of a child, these photos are even more eye-opening.
I obviously can't relate because I've never been through anything like this, but it kind of makes you think how other kids the same age, while you're at school, kind of lounging at home and stuff, they might be having a tsunami and being like, some of them are dying and some of them are really working hard in order to kind of keep themselves and their families going.
13-year-old Reyaz Ray lives a world away from Japan, but he's studying Japanese at the UN school in New York and came to the exhibit's opening as part of a class trip. His fellow eighth grader, Sophie Burke, says she can't imagine what life would be like having to live through an earthquake and tsunami, but seeing the photos gives her a glimpse into that life.
Truthfully, I kind of didn't really think that it would be as serious as it would be, because, like, things happen, like, you lose a pencil and you think it's a really big deal, but, like, when a tsunami hits a country and, like, thousands of people die and thousands more missing, you don't really think about it like that.
The exhibition is sponsored by the Japan Committee for UNICEF. Yuka Brandt, the UN Children's Fund Deputy Executive Director, says the agency has been on the ground assisting victims since day one and says it will continue to help in whatever way it can.
Within these tragedies, there's also resilience. You know, people are standing up and are, you know, trying to make things work. And a level of solidarity also expressed, I think, by the enormous assistance that came to the rescue of their people.
A great deal of that assistance came from the UN. Undersecretary General Kiyo Akasaka, who is from Japan, says 1 year later it's still very raw for so many living there, but it's an important time for people to look back.
We hope that this exhibition of photographs will remind people of the danger of natural disaster, but at the same time, they'll tell the resilience of the people in Japan.
The photo exhibit in the UN Visitors Lobby is free and runs through the end of March. Julie Walker, United Nations.